This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, August 6th. God's word for you today is evident. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 11, verse 13 to 14. And it says, "He noticed a fig tree in full leaf, a little way off. So he went over to see if he could find any figs. But there were only leaves because it was too early in the season for fruit. Then Jesus said to the tree, 'May no one ever eat your fruit again.'" Growth is not automatic. You are responsible for your growth. The third thing about growth is that growth is visible. So you cannot say, "God knows I am the most spiritually mature person." No, growth is visible. We can tell when you grow. People often deceive themselves that you never can tell who is the most mature person in a relationship. Only God knows. Do not get it twisted. We can see, and we can also know, because growth is visible. Remember the story in Mark chapter 11, verse 12 to 25. Please read. Jesus looked at the fig tree and expected it to have fruit on it because growth is visible. You should expect fruit from your life because growth is visible. Where we get things mixed up is a lot of the things that pertain to growth and that brings about growth are not visible. However, growth itself is visible. If you are preoccupied with the things that bring about growth and we cannot see the growth, there is a problem. And it is because you are like the fig tree that has taken roots downwards. The things we cannot see, fertile soil with minerals in it, so it should produce fruit. And it is because you are like the fig tree that has taken roots downwards, the things we cannot see, fertile soil with minerals in it, so it should produce fruit. You have devotion with Jesus and your quiet time. Your prayer life is so solid that when you are praying, your house is shaking. You fast for 3 days without water, but we cannot see the fruit. You are still brash and you abuse anybody you want to abuse. You are still evil-hearted. You are still stealing and lying. There is a problem. So, you pray 30 hours in the closet, all well and good, but may the 30 hours produce fruit. Otherwise, zilch. Growth is visible. If a man is temperate in all things, the man has grown. So the invisible part of growth exists. However, the invisible part of growth always produces the visible fruit that we desire. Praise God for all who claim they have a solid relationship with Jesus. Spend 50 hours a day in Bible study and fast privately. But guess what? Those things must lead to physical fruit. Otherwise, Jesus will not be pleased with you. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, "Work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of truth." In other words, if you have the approval of God in the closet that we cannot see, you will bring value to us that we can see. Bible study is a private thing. Have you seen people posting their Bible study on social media? However, studying the Bible will bear fruit when you receive God's approval. Let us pray. Father, as I spend time in worship, serving, and giving, I pray that the growth in my life will bring you glory because of the visible fruits. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.